Saudi is very restricted to us in this Kaddish. The Alman of Amidei, the Blessed in the Hebrew Bible Chayim is in the Sarah Yafir. V'chachom in Eidini, Eid Habao Meifir Ad Shepikon is Lashus. So, according to all the Shein of Except the Jesus 3, when the Mishnah says, Beit Vesveishe Shoah Asun Beis Chedesh, so it means, Naro Sheshoah Asun Beis Chedesh, and because by Naro, it's always in Beis Chedesh, and Beit Res, so sometimes it's Beis Chedesh, and sometimes it's Lam Yeh, depending when she became in Beit Res. So that's why the Mishnah is Mechalgen. But even in connection with Beit Res, according to all the Shein, there has to be a certain Zman that makes him Mechuyev Mezeides. So then, according to Rav Lezer, he is Mechuyev to, so he is able to be made by the Nidon. And according to Chachomi, now, that's according to all the Shein. That is Yisrael, that is his own Shite. So the Yisrael Shite is that where she is, where there is no Yishus Ha'ah, so then he knows his soldiers, the Kishnan, can be living in Tori, and that's how we call him. So not only according to Ramlesia, even according to Chachomi. So according to the Jesus 3, the Pshat and the Gemara is Beitres. So then without any Zman, even Lamed Yeh. So according to everybody, Ramlesia, all the Chachomi, so the Baal can be made here. So this is not even generous for Amon Lamed Yeh via the mission. Because he says, he strikes it out from the mission. Because the aloche of Amon Lamed Yeh is mentioned in Ksuvet, in connection with support. So there it is only Amon Min Ansui. So he is entitled to, to 30 days. Not to Beis Chedesh, but Amunah Min Eiresin is entitled to the Beis Chedesh, not only Lamed Yeh. So Mela, he says, according to his Shite, that where there is no Yishus Ha'ah, then knows his sole jurisdiction that can be made there, and always can be made there. So Mela, we couldn't be Geiris for Amunah Lamed Yeh in connection with the Keah HaPor, because Monefshah, if it is Amunah, if she is an almona min eiresin, then he is entitled to Beis Chedesh. When do we say that he is only entitled to 30 days, that in regard to almona min ansuim? If she is almona min ansuim, so Kim Shevi says, Shum ben lo vio vishutbo. So she is like a baby, like a yisayme. She has no vishusah. And if she has no vishusah, so then the oath has vishus, he has sole jurisdiction over the Nidori, without any so the main way we cannot be gayless, but more than gay. So where are we gayless there in Ksuvis, in connection with support, but in connection with the forest we know him, so the money of Shah. If she's not one in Eresin, then she's entitled to evade Shah. And if she's not one in Ansuim, so then without Lamed Yeh, so it can be made fair because Kim Sheni says, I love you, Mishupo. So according to the Tisus 3, we are not gayless, but the expression about one another. And the point is three. So Beit Res is according to everybody, even according to Chachomi. And the Machlekes HaBlezer, the Chachomi, is only in connection with Shoah Asur Beisrit. But the Tisus 3 is a Yochid. I mean, all the Shein, Rashi Teisves, the Ram, and Rashbo, so they all say that Enorus cannot be made fair Nidorim by himself. He can only be made by the Shifres of the Av. So the Mele, if she's a Beitres, or she's a Yisayme, or she is a Amunah Nansuim from the first marriage, so since there is no Rishus Ha'av, so and always by himself cannot be made fair by Beitres. He cannot be made fair by Beitres. But only when there is a Chiyuv of Yisaynes, then he can be made. Alright. So Beitres is a Shoah Asim Yisraydesh, and Amunah Lamed Yeh, the blessing of the Holy Bible has been said, "Oh, yok, Chachom Meimri, in a bar of main fear, as you call it, Roshus." Now then, to be mentioned last time, there's a machlekes between the Rashi and the Ri on one hand, the Rambam on the other, and the Kalei opens out the Shita of the Ran appears to be like the Shita of Abetam. So according to Abetam, so when the Gemara said, so it's not the Kitcha Kishin Beikres. But if it's Kitcha Kishin now, even if she became the Beikres, later, so he cannot be moved. Only if the Kedushin took place when she was not the Shus of him. So then the Kedushin gives him jurisdiction together with the support that he's Mechuyev, gives him jurisdiction to be made fair of the Nidorim. The Nidorim of the Arusu. Masha'im can if at the time of the Kedushin she is an Aro, even though later she became the Beitres, so even though there was a Shia of the Beis Chedesh, and the Ischayim is in this, so he cannot be made. He cannot be made for himself, according to Rabbatam. So the Roshon Gemara is very good according to Rabbatam. But the Shita of Rashi, in Ksuvetz, and the Rin is that it's not that Kedushin Kitcha of Shia Beitres. Even if Kitcha Kishi is in Aro, and even if she is not in Beitres altogether, even if she is still in Aro, as long as he is Mechuyev in her Mizeinis, so because of Kol HaNidares, and that's Baal HaNidares, so he can be made from Nidor, according to Rashi and the Rin. Now, the Rav. Habeir is just in the Chidish, that makes it a little bit more, Habeir is just in the Chidish. Who are Baal Chayim in the Sero, it's not to the Kavok, the Nisro, the Psu, it's Chidish. Ulacham can Chayim in the Sero, to the Knap, to the Kiyazman, the Nisro, it's Chidish, Dr. Bade, we want you to say the act. But how many people have had to show? Do you want to be able to do it? As I was to say, as you call it, so. Oh, my God, the blessed are we should say, oh, my God, the plan, next in which so you may say this, the plan is at small. The plan is at small. So the issue is given a 12-month period within which to make preparations for it. And the same way as they sleep so also they sleep. Rebal to the Beschedish. Hiki Ali Beschedish. Eichles Bishale, Vichales Bitrumo. Eichles Bishale, Vichales Bitrumo. Now suppose the Beschedish expired. So then, and he still didn't have the chupe, so he becomes the Chuyev Bimzeit. And the Yechelet Betrumo, and Aruso is not, Aruso Shokeyev is not Yechelet Betrumo. Mit Reise, so even Aruso is Yechelet Betrumo. But with Rabbon Nak. So Aruso is not Yechelet Betrumo. But suppose the Yves Chedesh has expired and he's already in Chuyev, and he's in this, so we got the Yechelet Betrumo, it's considered that she had been Yisro, even though she is not really Yisro. Aber Jochen in the Macher Betrum, even though there is Zike, but Zike does not make her into King Kassel. So mainly it's not Macher Betrum. Also, Shisha Chodoshe Bifnei Abau, Vishisha Chodoshe Bifnei Ayom, Vafu Kulom Bifnei Abau, Chosan Yimechot, Vim Kulom Bifnei Ayom, Chosan Yimechot, Ein Yechelet Betrum. So, in other words, if there is Yudbeis Chedesh Bifnei Abau, so then he becomes Mechuyev in the Mizetz. And if there is a place Chedesh Bifnei Ayom, so if there is a place Chedesh Bifnei Abal, so it becomes Mechuyev in Mizeinis and Yechelet Betrumo. And if there is a place Chedesh Bifnei Ayom, so it's also Machmir Betrumo. But on the score of Zikya alone, he's not Machmir Betrumo. So suppose it's also Shisha Chodosh Bifnei Abal and Shisha Chodosh Bifnei Ayom, ואפילו כולם בפני הפעם חוסן ימחות, וכולם בפני היום חוסן ימחות, אין יכול להיות בתחום. זו משלח, משלה, משלשים. זאת אומרת, סדרה. רב לזה הוא משלשים לא מדבר אחד. וכשהגיע זמן הוא מנוסף, ולא יניסה, הסכים שחי ובא לו מנסהו, חשבים לו כניסו, לקצת זבות, ואף על פי שאינו בבייבי. רב לזה הוא דיאמו, דיום, אבל מסניסים בא לו, איפה נתראו, ולא ישיפו סניאו, היום למאכל בתרומו, כי ימפים לא ספר את אבוקי, כי יקס ברחמון הבאי כי ידוח. או שאומרים שחודו אופו חודוש מפני הבאו, שאומרים אופו חודוש מפני הבאו, מי שמנחי לשנוס לך חומי משהו שטוב הבאו לנוס. ואפילו כולו מפני הבאו, חושב אם אנחנו נהיום, so there are men של מחלקת ביטוי נראה של מסוג יסן חבלתם. So, כך היא נקרא גרס, ואפילו כולו מפני הבאו, חושב אם אנחנו מפני היום. כך היא נקרא גרס, ופילו שראה שאיתה, that even though she already was with me about for the base chedesh after she made the mentor upon him, and he didn't make the nisuin, so he became the chuyeh. The moment the base chedesh expired, he became the chuyeh in his enes, but then he died. So even though he became a chuyeh in her support before he died, so we don't say according to Rashi, since he became a chuyeh in her support before he died, so we made a hit with the ayom she is a chalas. No. Lad after Chosa Yenechot, after the Kulam with Neapa, in the chalas Bishayom. So the Alfin Hosa, the Sirkin Kasva, King Kesbeth, Bahai Bishon Chosa Yenechot, the Nichol Elimis Nebi She Shaloi, Ochleka. He wants to mention an example where she is Loi Ochleka. The Nichol, Vein Kei Das Ametamza, El Dabke Chosa Yenechot, Abul Mochosom Kulam with Neapa, Uyichelis Bishal Yom. The name the Yom in the Machil, Miyom in Mapsi, the Midi Machmos. The Yochi is a behind the Rosham. He has Mam Bulose, only Chevins Balayan, Echelis Michelin Mehoyt. Now it's like Amena. So there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes between Rashi and Ramtam. Suppose he already became a Huyam in his age. So whether she is a Helis, Miyom or also or not. So according to Rashi, even though he already became in his lifetime a chuyev mizeinis, and she was already in chelitz mitzvah, so but she's not in chelitz miyavon, and according to Rametam, if he already became a chuyev mizeinis in his lifetime, so then she doesn't lose what she acquired in the lifetime of God. Zum mishne v'shei, v'svirei v'isho yechelitz mitzvah kevim shirikonis lechum. But משחקים או בית משחקים אמרו אם הוא איש או יחל אז בתחום עד שניקונה יסלחו פה שחקים אמרו אותו בשש ועד שניקונה תחום שחקו ובית שחקים אמרו אין שחקל בתחום עד שניקונה יסלחו פה ופה שעושם טיים מהיה אם משום סימפן is the same time because me the right is every hour say without any shame without any חיוב of his enemies is a חלק בתחום because Mishni itself makes her into King Kasper but מדרבון הנחת. So the Gemara mentions two separate times as to why the Chachamim were misaken that Nahuso is not a Cheles Bitrum. One time is Mishum Sip. In other words, the Chachamim said that Nahuso cannot eat in Trumo because suppose after he marries her, after the Nisuyim, he finds a moon, a moon in her, and becomes a Nekach Toes. So then it will turn out retroactively that she was eating truma shalidim. Because of that, Chachamim were misaken that the Nahuso cannot eat truma. Because of the possibility, maybe there will be a takot. Maybe after the nisuyim, you will find out that she has a certain moon that will make it into the takot. And another time, the Chachamim were misaken that the Nahuso should not eat truma because while she's Nahuso, where does she stay? So she stays in her father's home. Her father is not a king. So the male, if I say he'll always be there, and he'll give her truma. So he'll bring the truma to her house, to her father's house. So she might give some of the truma to her brothers, and they are zoned. So because of that, the Chachamim are misaken. These are the two timings as to why a regular Ahuso, he does not eat truma, even though the Rishon Lishna and Taanya. So the Mishnah Chen holds that for the same reason that a regular Ahuso does not eat truma, so even an Ahuso, whose husband, whose oath is who he has a board, does not even trauma him. For she knows in time, Mishkim Mishim Sit in Glimish, Mimso Bemum, Mimso Lech Kavet Atoet, Yim Mishim Shtash, Kukoy Shol Trauma Lachir, Lachir. For the Aisa, Say to the Aisa Reshen, Mas Isim Tore Behedye, Leis Tim Tzuri Reis Chedesh, Ula Amun Ola Amen, Iki Az Mamu Lissu Eichon, Shol Yom Trauma, Mishim Tahak Sek, 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 Aume Mishna Visekino Svio Rikrabezia, Mechim Shabal Vachal Nesel Arei Tzar Vishu Tvaylo, Vim Shimoch Eichal Vim Trumo. Because all the time Chayshte, Vihil Abu Mishna Visekino Svio Rikrabezia, Abo Gam Pisa Trumo Baru Selesel Vim Rabonon. Because Im Shim Sipri Im Shim Shetash Kei Shal Trumo Lachil Achim. So, Abu Loche, Il Abu Mishna Raisi, Kaime Vishu Tvaylo, Kirabezia, Vim Trumo Name, Abo Gam Pisa Rabonon, לא יוקמו לו ברשו סי, כי חכום עם הסוכים ובדבריהם כשוטי יכולים. So, according to Rabbi, so the reason is why Rabbi Eliezer says that where it comes clear in his anus, he can be mitzvah nidorin, is not based upon the Pinchas din. That's the maskana anymore. So why is he able to be mitzvah nidorin? The answer is because since he's mechuyev in her anus, so she's already like in Yisua for certain things. Like in Yisua for certain things. So the mele, because the Chachomim or Misakein, certain schusim in the Baal, in exchange, in return for the obligations. So let's say, a Baal is mechuyev in Yisua, but because of that, the Chachomim or Misakein, that my seer of the Yisua belongs to the Baal. So the mele, so that means that as a result, so if after the base chedesh period, so he's mechuyev mizeinis, so that means he's already entitled to the ma'aser yedela too. So since he has already certain schusim in the isha, and Novus has no schusim in the isha. She's an ishishish, but he has no schusim. Ma'aser yedela v'isuo, so the Baal has certain schusim. And these schusim, the hachomim o'misakim, in return for certain obligations. So one of the schusim that the Baal has in the Isha is Ma'aser Yedela. And that is in return for the chiyuv of mizeinis. So that means that by Nahusa, Sheshoasu in Beis Chedesh, so he also is already entitled to her Ma'aser Yedela. So mainly that means that he has already, there are certain things that she is the shusei of the Baal. So the male sins, he has certain schusim in her, so she is considered as a nisuo to be in the shusei of Baal, legami aforas nidorin also, even though aforas nidorin deraisi. But the difference between an ahuso and the nisuo consists that an ahuso, so she is not in the shusei of Baal in any way. Masha'ikin in nisuo, she is the shusei of Baal. So the fact that she is mechuyev, that he is mechuyev in her support, that gives him certain schus in her. And that means that the ma'aser yedela already belonged to the Baal, because ma'aser yedela kineged mizeinis. So mele, it's enough, the fact that the ma'aser yedela belonged to the Ahus, is enough to bring it, to give the Baal jurisdiction over the nidorim of the Ahus. Of course, the nidorim is the right. This is what happens. Right. Oh, Alme. We can use for the Xidr of Kulam Asnis. Alme Mishra Shem is fairly Kaleza. The Chim Shebal Chayt Nesero Arei Ksaz Moshes Bayo. Why is Moshes Bayo? After all, Chim is saying that that's an obligation to her. That's not his schus. The answer is because Masi Yodel. Kinegad in Nesero. So the Mele, if he becomes mechuyev in the mizeinis, so it's a factor. He is zeichen in the ma'aser yedela. Even though that in itself is an akolis chachomim, but it doesn't make any difference. Because for hefke best and hefke, so he has that schus. So the mele she is considered to be birshu sabal ligabe akolis nidorim in the right. Because sabal kedai to chash, die labde mich noch schön das für ich aber da aber gab dieser trube bei uns so lässt er da von die gott da nimmt ich im sitte das mein sie nun ich mich schon da ich gehe ich so trube nach hier nach hier so aber doch die labde die da reise keiner bis ins bei mir der blöse mit trube name aber gab da von nie wo jup mir bis schuße da kommen wir so hier können wir nicht schaffen לא יקורש מן המשתם שאין לו אלו מייך לבית חומר דרבון. אבל את אורי דרעי יסי מלוי. So Rabbi wanted to equate the אחי לבית חומו with the כיח of הפרס נדור. So that means that according to Rabbi Lezer that according to the Mishnah Rishayin or that ich kann mich an mit Trumo so Mishnah Rishayin ist der Brief Rabbi Lezer and according to Chachomim that he cannot be made for the Nidorim. He cannot be made for the Nidorim, so the Chachomim cannot agree with the Mishnah Rishayin. He wanted to draw an equation between the Achil of the Truma and Keiach HaTore. So Abaye says, there is no connection. Oh my God, you know, kali kashmino mishna mishino el mech mit rabba. We could say that even the mishna mishino that she is a chalas mit rumo. So in truma she is a chalas. After the period. But how come we don't have to do the right thing at all? Because truma so without two things. Every aruso is a chalas mit rumo. It's king kashmino. It's only Takonis Chachonim, so the Mele the Chachonim were not misaken in connection with the Naruso, who is already entitled to the Zeit. Mashenki in Galachos and God, the meaning of the Reitze. So until she comes in Yisroel Mamesh, he cannot do anything at all. So in other words, so that the Mishnah Rishino can agree with the Rabbon, the Chachonim of Mashiach. And then, Yad, Kamli Shamas, the Rabbe Zeh, but he don't. In other words, then we can say, even the Blazaro says, that we have the door, which is in the ice, he can be made fair once he's Mechayim Mizaynes, he's Mechayim Mizaynes. So only Gavli Dorin, there is a special reason. But by Truma, even though it's Rabban, but that special reason doesn't apply. So the Mele, she cannot be a Chalim Mizaynes. But Kamu Shom Zor HaBlezer, or Gavli Dorin, Kira Filches, Mishvei Dorok, Yom HaKon, Deres Otaz Bayer Interes, Abu Truma, Atru Mizaynes, Namun Lach. Let's see that. Om Rabban. ודיום הולוי, עד תלש מן המשנה ושאין לו למייך ובתחום לרבון משום דחיל ובדין ארו שחל בתחום לרבון בגוזר עם משום סיכמו עם משום שתשקה כל שחי ונסר לכל נמיך שלוק וישור עם משום סיכמו לקה ומכם אל יוי פלוי מזיינס בודי כבר עוד התחייבס כי איך הלו מן משדה שוזה ובדי ובדיקה זכות even though the claims don't make it all thinking so בדיקה זכות שמודי ומשום שם התשקה לנו לקה ומדיום לפעם עצמו דוח דמיין. And now the question is, if the time is, because of Shema Tashkel or Chiyo, so what difference does it make whether that, oh, this is high, this is not. This takome of Shema Tashkel or Chiyo is not possible, so the Ran explains it. No, because many times when the husband, when the host, because starts supporting her, so he gets for her a special apartment. He doesn't want her to stay with her parents. Once he supports her. So the male, that Takore is not child. We should have Tashkin Amalek, that the environment is more duped to the other one. Our dog in the Rai said, a nose made for a flash in Israel in the cell. Amen. The moon got to make for a noise in Kose. The other. The other time we shall have a blessing on the dog in. The Lord is in the Hoshan in the Sur. So according to Rabbi, it was explained on the basis that since he's hiding his illness, so she's already in the shoes of the owners in regard to certain things. In regard to what? In regard to my Zidero. So the male she's considered to be so. But the Bible says no. Eutrapilches, the Oma Koran Teres of Taz Bible in Teres, he can see your pleasure of the Hindi, you will call this one. But I know to our Daito. A Daito. I will be true for, I feel the Rabbon of the Oma. Die Kalanima, die Nei Name, die Hunde Fahrt vor, die Kalanima hat mich im Sinne, die Kassabre, die Kassruz, wo ich mal dicke, und die Dicke an der Krebe ist, ist nach dieser Fischen dicke. Und ich habe das genannt, die Kalanima hat, die Lamm tut dem Jahr. Wie hoch die Roma, die Teile der Rablese hat gedacht. Now the question of Isaac, and then this, and this is not such a double portion, because the Rambam Shite appears to be to the counter. But most of the Shem agree with the Rambam. Now, here the Gemara explains Rav Lezer on the basis of Rav Pinchas. Now, doesn't it follow, that since Rav Lezer's din is based upon Rav Pinchas alone, and the Chachomim Achelik on Rav Lezer's din, that Chachomim Achelik on Rav Pinchas alone. And the Shittas HaRambam is probably like that. But the Rambam and most Rishonim, they say that no one is in the Chachomim, are not chilek on Rav Pinchas Halacha. Everybody agrees with Rav Pinchas Halacha that Kol HaNideres Al Das Bayin HaNideres. But Chachomim say that in connection with Aruso, so Rav Pinchas Halacha has no application, even though he's chilek. That's the machleke. Everybody agrees that if she is a woman that is Nideres Al Das Bayin, even though she is not in Israel, So then the husband has jurisdiction. The husband has jurisdiction. But the Blazer holds that Reb Pinchas halacha has a pretension to a shoas on this chiddush. Whereas the Chachamim say no, even if it's shoas on this chiddush, it's chayim on this. She still does not come within the category of al das bala. This is what I'm saying. All right. We hold the whole time that the Rebbe Rav Pinchas, lots of names of the Rabbonim, lots of the Rav Pinchas, the Maskinon, so the Ram, his Rai, the Maskinon, the Nidir, the Firkei, the Eifun, the Tana, she, she, or him, or he, or so, the Kedushin is all in the Rabbonim, and she can be Magia, the Kedushin, for me, so the Bible made for the Rebbe. So the Baal, if the Baal married the Tana, he married the Tana, in other words, there is no Baal. So the Kedushin was on the Tavis, the Rabbonim, and then she's over 11 years old. So, Mufle Samachli, so Rabbi Yechiel says, and that's the way he passed him. So he's literally Neder on the right. So she took an Eder, she's 11 years old, and she took an Eder. So the Baal can be made from an Eder. Now the question arises, but her Neder is how the right say, her Neder is how the right say, and he's made fair. So let's say, if she took an Eder, she asked a certain kicker. And then he was made fair, so she can eat that kikya. Not only while she's a tano, even when she becomes 12 years old and she's over 8 days old, so on the smach of that for her, or her husband, she can eat of the kikya. She can eat of the kikya. But how can she? After all, Midraisa, he's not her husband. So if he's not her husband, so he's like a stranger. So, and her mother was how Midraisa. So the Gemara says, because of her Pinchas Aloha. So the Mele, since two dedication is only Chal Rabbanon, the Chabanon, but as far as Aldaz Bayo Nidera is, so it applies to the right. The Kedushin is only the Rabbanon, but she comes within the Aloche of Aldaz Bayo Nidera. So the Mele, the Baal has a Keach to be made. So, and everybody says that. So even the Chachomi. So in the name, the Rambam doesn't pass in that. So some say that the Rambam holds that this aloha, that Tanoshi Shiro Yimo Vachio, Bayo Mitzvah Nidreo, that's all they are with the Rambam. Since the Rambam doesn't pass by from Lezea, so he doesn't mention that aloha. But all the other Shemim, they say that in view of the fact that Yimo Nide does not mention that this aloha is only true according to Lezea, it means that this aloha is true according to Chachom too. So what does it prove? That everybody agrees with Reb Pinchas Halacha. But the Chachamim hold that Reb Pinchas Halacha has no relevance to Shoas Vim Eis Chedesh. Whereas the Chabbalah says, it has relevance. Masha'im Kei Ligabi Ktano. So it certainly has relevance, even according to Chachamim. That's why they agree with that Halacha. Right. Tanah Shishim Eim Achtu Baal Medelera, Rabbi Rabbi Chabbal Reise, Rekan Rabbi Zolom Yisrael Reise, Yisrael Osom, Shekhtan Vestan Drabonon, Atloch Osom Yisrael Drabonon, Batlan Dorim De Reise, So the Roshim of the Rami is at the Roche Ose Nisui, the Rabbonon, and Vatlen Yidol in the Reis, with the Rabbin, Aume, Rabbon Name Meidebo, El Gobni, Rabbein Zasso Vakim Diyu, Bifar Nisro, Eino Nidere, Zela Odai, the Rabbon Zabre, Milo Meidislo, Yidol Bifar Nisro Ache, Loibot Nisla Odai To, Ki Bifar Nisro, Ogus Name, Loi Odai Te, Yidol Nidere, Hashti Kones Lechupo, Umiyo Mikim Shinichnes Lechupo, Rabbonon, כי קטנו שישים עם הבחיר ולרבונו שאותי תהיה מנהרת ומשובוכה עושה ניסוי לרבונו מובט למידו דרייצים חדרסים So, on the surface, it appears, as if the Ram says that there is a machlekes in mitzias it's a machlekes in the psychology of the woman in other words, where a woman is an arus and she was not yichlis or lechupo as yet and the husband already is already obligated to those is already obligated to support. So then Rav Lezer says that the psychology of the woman is that she submits to the authority of those. And the Chachom say no, the psychology of such a woman is that she doesn't submit. It's not the style. That the machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim is the machlekes in tzias in wounded of the ish. The wounded of the ish is what it is. So if Rav Lezer says that it is that way, so the Chachamim will probably agree with Rav Lezer that this is the psychology of the woman. So still that, so it cannot be explained, the Ram cannot be explained the way it appears on the surface. So of course, if Rav Lezer says, that Pirchas Halacha applies, so that means that there is no shadow of a doubt that once a woman is supported by the husband, that she submits to the authority of the husband. She submits. Still the Chachamim say, in a Balmi. Why? Because, except for one shita that the Ram mentioned, so all the Shemim say that this Halacha of Pinchas is no application to a case where one person supports another person, a man or a woman. So there is such a shita. But that's a shita tziyot. So all the Shemim say that it only has application to a Baal. It doesn't have application to another case. Let's say somebody adopted the child. So you could also say, I mean, that since the adoptive parent had custody for so many years over that person, that psychologically he submits to the authority of the adoptive parent. You could say that, assuming that it is like that. So still, the Pinchas Halacha wouldn't apply, because it's the Halacha of Achoras HaBaal is the Halacha of Achoras HaBaal. It's not that Achoras HaBaal is completely grounded in the mental attitude that the wife has to the husband. And suppose the wife belongs to the woman's lip, and she's very aggressive, so she still has the Keiach HaBaal. So you still have, of course, you could say, since the average woman submits to the authority, so maybe the Torah is going to, of course, but in a case where someone will submit to the authority of somebody else, so you will not have a Keiach HaKorah. The Keiach HaKorah of the Baal is peculiar to Baal. The Baal has jurisdiction over the Nidorim of his wife. But, as I said last time, that the Pinchas says that in order to have legal jurisdiction over her Nidorim, it is not enough that the Baal has theoretical jurisdiction, but she must submit to the jurisdiction. That's the pshat in Gzeras HaKosuv of the Rishus of the Baal over the Nidorim. In other words, the Torah gave jurisdiction to the Baal over the Isha. But there is one tnai. In other words, the Baal has jurisdiction over the Nidorim of the Isha because the Isha generally doesn't depend upon each individual woman. This is, one individual woman might say that she does not want the Baal to have any authority. Still, he has authority, as the thesis of Rosh Hashanah says. This is Rosh Hashanah. But the jurisdiction of the Baal has over the Isha is based upon the fact that the woman wants, the wife wants him to have jurisdiction. And if the average wife had not submitted to the jurisdiction of the husband, then the Torah would not have given him jurisdiction over the Baal. But it's a halacha of issues that the Baal has over the Nidorim of the wife. But the issues that the Torah gave the Baal over the Nidorim of the Isha is based upon the fact that she submits to the authority. The generally she submits. But it's peculiar to the Baal. So in Melech, the Ram says, Mishnah Aldas Averet, suppose someone says, well, I submit to the authority of this person. He's my mentor, he's my guardian, he's my everything. So still, he doesn't get the Keiach HaKorah. Because it's peculiar to a Baal. But the Baal's rishus is grounded in the fact that she generally submits to his authority. But it doesn't apply, it's not vested in anybody else to whom a certain person submits, to whose authority a certain person submits. So in other words, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that he has to be Baal. Yes, he has to be Baal. He has to have a kinyan nishus. And the second prerequisite is that the wife in whom he has a kinyan nishus has to submit to his jurisdiction. So the male, and now the question arises, so the machlokes between Rav Lezer and Chachamim. Reb Lezer say that if it is, if she is an Arusa, so that means that our Emerson and Misui are actually, it's not two separate things. Because the Rambam, when the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Grushin, so in the Rambam, that's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I mean here he doesn't mention it. But when the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Grushin, so he mentions that he is kelelet together with Nisuin. So actually Nisuin is a consummation of the issues. It's not a separate kinyan altogether. Of course, one can be in Kodeshes and not be sure. But the Nisuin marks the consummation of the kinyan issues that was acquired through Gush. So Mele, the Chachon say, true, that once she gets Mizenes, she submits the authority of the Baal. But the fact that she submits to the jurisdiction of the Baal is not enough. He must, this aloche, this jurisdiction is possessed by someone who is in the reshus of the Baal. So mainly an Aruso is not completely in the reshus of the Baal, an Aruso. Because the king Nishes has not as yet been consummated. Because it's unconsummated, king Nishes, Arusa. So mainly true that she is Nideres al Dasos. But since the Nishes is unconsummated, so mainly he doesn't have jurisdiction. There are two prerequisites. One is that he should have the king Nishes, full king Nishes. And the other is that she should submit. So in case, so Rambam says, if he's Mizenes, so Kinyanishes he has, she's his wife, even though it's not consummated in Kinyanishes, but it's enough to give him jurisdiction. And as far as the other prerequisite of submitting to his authority, so that is present. Chachom say, true, that she submits to his authority, but the Kinyanishes has not been consummated as yet. So in any way, he doesn't have jurisdiction over any dog in the world. So isn't it a kalachimah of logic? Isn't it a kalachimah of logic that if by Dushitana, wherever I say she is not his wife in any way, she's not his she? So still we say that even upon the Chachon, so we apply the aloche of there is a last file in there is, even though there is no Gdushin at all. Allah has come of Yechamo, where there is Gdushin in the Raisi, she is an Ishishish, except that the Gdushin is not consummated. So that has to be explained. Now, it seems to me that according to Tesis in Yivomes, it's explained one way, even though Tesis doesn't slow down. But it's much more. According to Teisves in Yevomes, it's explained one way, and according to the Ran and the other Rishonim, it has to be explained another way. But I first want to mention how it could be explained according to Teisves in Yevomes. Now, Yevomes says that Yevomes. Now, a Baal is mitame v'nishka. If the Baal is a king and his wife dies, so it's mitame v'nishka. Sheol is rich. How about a Baal who married the Ketano, Eiseino? So the Kedushin is only Midrano, and he had Nisui. Ishta Arusa, so he's not Mitani altogether, but suppose he was Neisei Ketano, but the Kedushin was only Chal Terabano, so he's also Mitani himself. How can he be Mitani himself? If we say in Kiyan the Chachom Makadon Mateir. So the Gemara in Yevomes that Kites mentions Machlekes as to whether Yesh Yerda Chachom Makadon Mateir or Mikolasei or not. So the Gemara asks Bishlein if we say the Kol Mandoma Yesh Yerda Chachom Makadon Mateir or Mikolasei or not. But the Kol Mandoma Ein Keach. So how can we be done? So the Gemara says that Kites, the Gemara says So the more you say Teretz, Mishim Dehadar Imes Mitzvah. Umi Hadar Imes Mitzvah, Vatani Yizeh Umes Mitzvah, Kol Shein Lekeli, Kiri Vachir Meni Yizeh Umes Imes Mitzvah. So, but by Ishi Tano, so how could she be considered as Imes Mitzvah? Och and Amin, Mora says, Kiri Do Yalsamo, Kari Do Yalam. So since, who is Yerusha? He, not her claiming, so in the middle, she's like Imes Mitzvah, Kari Do Yalam. And suppose, I mean, it is annual, I mean, there are many people who are ready to attend to her burial, so the husband will not be allowed to be tamer. So, the shame is the kasha. So, Teisa says that kasha too. Teisa says the kasha. So, the Ritva gives another teres, the Ritva says that, what is Mesmitzveh? Mesmitzveh is one who has no king. Who has no king. Who has no king. No one is willing to attend to the burial. A person is found in the street, dead, and no one is ready to, is willing to attend to his burial. So the halacha is, if he can go, if he can go to pacify, so he has to be mitam himself. But if there are other volunteers, so then a kingdom or a king cannot be mitam because then he's not in the street. He's not in the street. Now, suppose someone is lying in the street. That person is lying in the street. And then there are two who pass by. A Kayan and a Nozer. So then the Gemara in Nozer discusses who should be mitam himself. But not both can be mitam themselves. The Shaila is who should be mitam himself. Well, and the one who is mitam himself. And the Gemara discusses the case, suppose the two pass by and you find this mesmitzveh, so one is his gun and the other one is another type of a moshiach b'chomor. So the question is, right? But if there is a kinhetiyet, so then the obligation of being mitam himself of attending to the mesmitzveh is incumbent upon the kinhetiyet. So the member relative to the king godol, he is not the mesmitzveh. So that's the shayla in the Gemara. Suppose there is a kayan and the nozir, so upon whom is the obligation incumbent? Upon the nozir or upon the kinhetiyet? Or upon the kinhetiyet? So in other words, so that means that he, when we say it means that even if the person who is obligated to attend to his burial cannot, if there is only one person who is obligated to attend to the burial, so then he's considered as a mesmitzveh, even though there are other people who willingly attend to his burial. That the aloche, that Nosi Shemeitz, if Nosi dies, Hakon Itam Nebo. Why? Because he's a Mesmitz. So the Ritva explains it. Because the... won't be sakin. The Vayishik Tano, so the burden, the obligation of attending to the burial is incumbent upon the father. So mainly even though the father of the Yishik Tano, or I mean the brothers, they are willing to attend, but it's not their obligation. It's his obligation. So mainly she's considered they okay with. Because without the husband's participation in her burial, she's considered illegitimate. Because it's his obligation. This is how the Ritva explains. But Teisves explains it in different ways. Teisves Shita is that even though we pass with the Teikia of the Chom Lakadom of the Teo, the Kumba say, but we mock him, she is Tam Hogun, so then the Chomi can be a Teo. Can be a Teo. So that means, so here it's also, since there is a similarity, since there is a similarity to Emes Mitzvah, it's not Mamish Mitzvah. Mamish Mitzvah means that there is not a single person who volunteers to same way as the Halacha, that the Baal can be Mitan himself to Shikano. Why? Because Yishtam Homo, if there is a similarity to Emes Mitzvah. So we don't know that in the Old Mitzvah, so we don't know that in the Old Mitzvah, so we don't know that in the Old Mitzvah, so it appears that the Pohen Teisves, the Aloha, that the Baal, can be made for the Tzom. Because it is limited to a Nisua. After all, she is his wife and Nisua too, but with the Aise, the Dush is not Aves. And the Nisua is not Aves. But with the Rabbonon, it is Aves, so it's Dover Adime, so Yeshia the Rachom Lakadol. So that shot could be conceived according to Aves. But the other Shem was Shem Achim can get a shite. That's a big chidish. That the Dover Shem is Dover Adime, Dover Shem is the whole town, Hogun. So yes, here is a home like a Dover Adime. So the question is, how will they explain? The Ram himself probably does not believe this shite. So how will the Ram and the Rambam explain this deal that even according to the Chachomim of Rav Lezer? So a Baal can make a delivery of the Israel. Now, I have another question. Chachomim were misakim, Dushim for a time. Suppose the Chachomim had not been misakim, Dushim for a time. What would be it? So, and if somebody would live with a time, and he would call his wife, so he would be living in sin, it would be a year's news. So how can the Chachomim be misakim, Dushim for a time? When Midrash said there is no Dushim. So Midrash said every time he lives with her, it's upon Rabbah Atmuyah. So it's a bias news. What is it? Chachomim or matters news? So it's out of the question that if it is a bias news, so it's not child, it's inconceivable that the Chachomim should be misakim Dushim. It's inconceivable. So it's not a bias news. So it's not a bias news. So how is it that it's not a bias news? Now, the Rambam says, you know, Lohim, that somebody had it. וכן לקיח מקום הוא ישראל נושם פלאקשם נושם יקסוב על קדושן ופלאקשם ולא יקסוב על בלויש because that there is another verse Rashi in Chumash in Chaisok has a verse נושם יקסוב על קדושן פלאקשם בקדושן ולא יקסוב So that's but the shita of the girls of most of Shemini means Pilakshim the Loik Sur of Loikush. And the Melech is Mutat Pilakish. El of Yichud Bilbat Kenei Yisor. U Mutat Esrei. Avala Hedyet Osa Pilakish. Avala Hedyet Osa Pilakish. So in other words, what does it mean by Yichud Bilbat? This Yichud doesn't mean Yichud. I mean, like Yichud for Kupes, so I don't mean Shemini Kupes means that the Chosin and the Kale have to have Yichud. There Yichud means Yichud for a while. Here Yichud means what is called in English a common law wife. In other words, if somebody marries a woman and he marries her in order to keep her as his wife on a permanent basis, without any act of wish, that's what Yichud means. It doesn't mean Yichud is Misyachel that he goes with her to. It means a common law wife. This is what he means by Yichud. El be yichud bilvad u'pilakshin u'leksuv u'lekushin el be yichud bilvad kene nitzor u'mutas. So that is, that's what it means by yichud. Avrahed it also be yichud. Now the question is this. The question is this. Now, suppose ahead it is also be yichud. So if ahead it will be to Lakesh, it will be as loose. So why is the Melech Mutar? What is it? The Torah gave a special dispensation to the Melech to be born, to be bailed as loose. It's inconceivable. The Melech is bound by all the Yisurim that the Hedit is bound. So, obviously, it's not just a Heter for a Melech. A Melech has a Kinyanishas in the Melech. The Raya that a Melech has a Kinyanishas in the Melech is a very strong Raya, because there is a love of Yahu and Oshim. That means more than a king. So, there is a machlekeh between the Rambam and the Raya, whether the Pilakshim are included in the Cheshbon of 18 or not. The Raya says no. But the Rambam Shita is that the Pilakshim are included in the Cheshbon of 18. So, maybe that means, suppose, V'yalvel Enoshim, in Perigim Ha'aloha Ha'ateis, V'yalvel Enoshim Piyashvul Omdash V'yeh Hachmin Esre, Bein Anoshim U'Pilakshim Hachmin Esre, V'yimeisim Achas U'Bo'al U'Leikim. So the Raya is Chedek. Now, if it had been just a Heter, how could they be included in the Cheshbon of 18? The answer is no, it's not a Heter. A Melech has a Kinyanishes in the Pilagesh. A Kinyanish, of course, she will not be really Sheshish. I mean, in other words, if somebody will be examined with the Pilagesh of the Melech, he will not be high risk. Because only, so it would be like Boalish Beleah. So Tesa says, that if someone is poor, he's able to be a Yisrael, or the Dovah Mishnah with Yishis Chaveray. So, in a stamp, if somebody would be examined with the Pelegesh of the Melech, he would probably not be either the love of the Sinov, but the love of the Mishnah with Yishis Chaveray, just as by Yishis Achim and Yishis Beleah, he'll be able, because, so the Melech has a key in Yishis. So that's why, in other words, if together with the collection he has 18, and then he marries another woman, so he's hired. He's even allowed of the Abu Yosh. So we see that he has a Kiyanishis. And even the Ayyad to say that not included, because not that the Ayyad holds that he doesn't have a Kiyanishis. But in the love of the Abu Yosh, that is, she's not included. She's not included. Alright. But he has a Kiyanishis in the language. The Kiyanishis in the language. So we could say, in two ways, we could say that the reason as to why the Melech is distinguished from Hedet is that the Melech has a Kinyanishes in the Pilagesh. That's the Parsha in Shmuel. Because it's mentioned that the Melech takes Lach. But the Hedet does not have a Kinyanishes. So Melech, Hedet is also, because since he does not have a Kinyanishes, so it's a bigger news. But in Melech, a Melech has a Kinyanishes, so it's not a Kinyanishes, it's not a Kinyanishes. So it's the same way as when a Goy marries a woman. So it's a Kinyanishes. It's a Kinyanishes. Because there is a Kinyanishes. A Beleah has a Kinyanishes. So here too, it's not a Nishes of Yushin, but it's a Kinyanishes. That's one way of explaining it. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is probably like that. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that only a Melech, he also says, like the Rambam, that only a Melech is Mutar Pilagesh. But a Hedet is also a Pilagesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Nishal Yitzhuveh, if a Hedet took a Pilagesh, he comes over white, he's higher Malkes for his Yiddish. Why, so in other words, he's a Beil Pilas Nuz, he's higher Malkes. Like the Rambam Shiteh, I mean, that that one above the junior also comes within the level of this inhibition. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda that the head here does not even have the kinyan ishes in the legish. Only Melech. Only Melech. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But we could say another way. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. But we could say that if a Melech has a kinyan ishes in the legish, so a head also has a kinyan ishes in the legish. Kinyan ishes in the legish. But a head is still osir with the legish because, not because of the law of the legish. As a matter of fact, from the Rambam's Loshni, it's mashma that when one takes the legish, he's not high malchus for the legish. When is one high malchus for the legish only if he's poor, born or poor, only there is noose. But if someone marries a woman, it's not there is noose, it's there are riches. Even without addition, he's not high malchus for the legish. But he's in the essay of Kinikach, because the Likuchim Eru Mitzvah says shall pay by him. So what does it mean? Because it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah saseh to get married. It's the same kind of mitzvah saseh like tzitzis. So it's not a mitzvah saseh to put on a fast fucking, but if you put on a beggar, you are mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if you put on a beggar without a countess, without tzitzis, you are not beggar, I say, you are a makkeles. So here too. So here too, if he marries a woman, if he wants to marry a woman, he is mechuyev to marry out of the kedushim on Isui. And if he doesn't marry out of the kedushim, he's in there and a bigger raise. Not the law, but yes. So I don't know whether it's just a bitul chiyubese, or it might even imply an Isra as a two. But not the law. And you see the Rosh Hashanah, the account of the Hasishes, our account. Kid Matitero Yodu Pigia Isha Mishuk, in what so who be you, Iso, Mahiso is your base, you pay our bill and ask me to be your issue. What's that become of all right? Kim Shem Yotero, with Stalin Israel, she yields a Isha, Iso Isha, she yields a Isha, Iso Isha, Yikna is a true of the lady, Mahakin Tio Isha, she never can eat a Shishi Ufo. So the Rambam is found out that he's in Baku Hesler. Maybe just in Peter Kriyuk that I say, or maybe it's in Venice that I say, or it's not before. But, love not. You look in any of Mitzvah says Shafir. Then he says, Yahu Hadale, Kinder Matitele, Yodam Pekia Isha Bishuk, in what's a who be him, is the most horrible veil, is our imater veil. Vizu an ikas deisho, Mishinit na atevo nesra deisho, Shenema we see a deisho in Israel. Lificho, kol abeya misho mishin zlus, lo ikdushi, lo ikin na atevo lefishabua al deisho. So only if he is Baal Mishin's loose, but if he marries a woman, he can't know why. But he didn't tell him Dushi. So then he's not trying to walk it. But he's Mibati or the S of Kiyika Kishish. That's the Shitas, then the Shitas are not. So the Mele, so we could say, so now I mean the Shita is that the reason is why Melech is not done to Melech. And they have it also because they Melech has a Kiyanish. And he does not have a Kiyanish. So the Mele, according to Rabbi Yehuda says so. If he had it now, is it a legish? Is higher malchus or is he a bitch? But the Rambam Shita is that he's not higher malchus or is he a bitch. Why? He's higher malchus or is he a bitch only when he's veiled, there's noose. But if he takes the legish, it's not to be as noose. Why is it to be as noose? Because he has it. So if he has a king of riches, he can't know why. So he should be good there. So he goes in essay. Okay, he catches issue. In other words, he's not allowed to marry any other way than through Chupurudush. So this is an essay. But the Kinyan Ishes is. I mean, you could say, but there is. Someone had the Rambam on the spoon. Now there is a Machlokes. What is that mean Zion? Omadale. Between Rav and Shmuel. Itma. Rav Omar, Yesh Chupa Lutzuris. U Shmuel Omar, Ein Chupa Lutzuris. In other words, if he came Bodo, Het Chupa with an Omar. It's Lutzuris. It's a sort of thing. So, and there was no beer. And there was no beer. Can she eat it all? Like this, if she was Nivalo, the Apostle, so Vaskin, Kisir, Lizor, היא בתחומס הקודשים בסייכל. So she lives along with that with whom? But suppose he was Canis and Almona in Kibodo, was Canis and Almona in Chope. So Kashi says, Yesh Chope Yipsuiz. Kibodo, she yichvis Almona baskein lechup. Ribo Omer, umikom et amelo yikitcho. Apil hocho, according to Rav, and we pass like that, Paskel mitrumet binashi. Vichupo, kikinis as bilu adam. Because chupon is has killed beer, so maybe it's considered that's only Rabon, because with the Raisa, if she was not Nival, so she is not a soul, but with Rabon she does. Shmuel says with Rabon she is not a soul. Lechabutum. And Rav says she is Nipsilom Lechabutum. So Rashi says that it has reference to Yehupo without Dushi Kusini. It has reference to Chupo without Kushi. Without Kushi. So Tetzvah explains Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't say it in so many words, but this is how Tetzvah explains Rashi. Now, that Rashi means, according to Rashi, so Rav and Shmuel both refer to Rabune's din. Because Rabune says that Chupo is Kene, that Chupo is Kene, so it's like Dushi. So both Rav and Shmuel agree with Rabbi's Bit that Chupa is gay. So Rav says, Yish Chupa Yisuris. If she was just Niskadeshes and Almona, was Nisareses to a king of all, and there was no B.A., so she doesn't become Nisareses with Ahmetun. But if she was Niskadeshes, for Chupe and Zinis Chupe has killed Bia, so the mayor called it Rabuni, that Chupe is Kene, so if she became Kodeshes for Kesef, she doesn't become Nifsalom Lachmetum, but if she became Kodeshes for Chupe, so she becomes Mikodeshes for Lachmetum. She becomes Nifsalom Lachmetum. This is how Rashi explains it, and that's the way the Ri explains Rashi. Neither the Ri before she said, she's a hundred, the Kriki, the Chupe, the Roy Kesef. Die Rav und Shmuel sagen, die Rabuni, die ist für die Rishdushin die Chuppe kämen. Wie auch kaum ein Rav, die Reiche, die Konne, die Dushin Chuppe, die Gschäme ist, auch ein Name, die Konne, die Psoe. Wie ein Dibbe mit Dushin Kessen. Was Dibbe mit Dushin Kessen? Alright. Der Tabletan ist keine kein Rashi Pshat. Und wenn ich sage, wenn ihr alle Riki Peru Shabletan, die Bechuppe ist ja auch ein Dushin Ei, der Rav und Shmuel. Weil die Saunio ist gar schon was wissen kann. Rav und Malayish von der Psoe. So, Rabbi Tam and Ri, they apply the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel to a chuppe after Dushi Kesef. After Dushi Kesef. So Shmuel says, even though there was Dushi Kesef, and there was chuppe, but since there was no B.A., she doesn't become Nifsalas Melech Bitrumo, Bitrumo Dinashe, Nishop, Bitrumo Dinishop, but, and Rav says, she becomes Nifsalas Melech Bitrumo Dinishop. Nishop. Alright. Now let's see how the Rambam, now, the Din is like Rav. Now, now let's see how the Rambam does. The diamond is always a lot of money. The diamond is always a lot of money. Kahanis al-Mono. Now, there is a Machlekes Tanoi. How about Kedushi? Without Chupe, without Bih. Of Suris. Let's say King Godwin was Mikavish and Almon. Does she become something as a Machlokes Tanoim? So the Rambam passed this like a Tanoim that she becomes himself as a Machlokes Tanoim. So the Zion of Resume Halacha Kfale, Kahanes Almon, she is also the King Godwin, or in Kurusho, the King Godwin. Hoyu vei Mishamre is Libi of Psulo Shal Tevo, Harei Eulich. So he passed this like both of them. Then he says, "V'chein yichnisu yichupo, b'roye resn eine yichleis, shachupo b'zras on the left." He passed it like that. So he certainly does not explain the Gemara like Amitam Neri, because Amitam Neri applied the Gemara, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, to yichupo after b'shikesen. And then the Rambam says, "V'chein yichnisu yichupo b'roye resn." So maybe he explained it like Rashi. He couldn't explain it like Rashi. Because Tisa says that according to Rashi, so Rabbi Shmuel wrote the Kol with Rabbunim. Because if they did the Kol with Rabbunim, and if they had held that Chuppah is not Kene, so then of course you wouldn't be yourself, so let's start it. So, but the Rambam passed is not like Rabbunim. And still mentioned Aloha and Rei Nichlis on the Chuppah, the Loyevas and the Nechlis, Shach Chuppah Pislas and Lechet. So it's neither like Rashi, nor like Rabbunim. So the question is, now, according to Rashi, it would be like Rashi if the Rambam had passed it like Rabbune, but the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbune. So Chuppah is not Dushim. Chuppah cannot be Kele. So what is Chuppah? Chuppah only means that after Dushim, if there is Chuppah, she becomes an Isur. But Chuppah without Dushim is nothing. Is nothing. So what does it mean by Chuppah? By Chuppah it means a kind of a wife, like a village. So Jew, the Shiva Saramba means not just Rama, everybody agrees with that. I mean, alright, there is a strange chitter of the Chuva Sarashbo and Khosra Rambam, that's the Shiva Syoke, the Shiva Tru. But all the Shemim say, except for the Chuva Sarashbo and Khosra Rambam, so all the Shemim, and perhaps maybe the Rosh also, all the other Shemim say that the Pilagish Lehevet is a Surah Midrais. Surah Midrais. So the Rambam's Shiva certainly is that the Pilagish Lehevet is a Surah Midrais. So what is she pelagish? But she's not strong in the raise. The answer is she's not strong in the raise because there is a message. So we're not allowed to marry a woman without chupo dushi. But just as a mother has a key and ishes in the pelagish, come on, why? So it don't say it. But in Melech, there is a special posik, a special parsha in Shmuel that has a heter, and the heter does not have a heter. But the king Nishes, he has a nipelagish. So that's what the Rambam says. So that's the raya from this Rambam, that the Rambam is, of course the Rambam is chilek on the Yenshi. And but it's a raya from this Rambam that the Rambam holds, it's not only that a melech has a king Nishes in the language, a head that also has. But even though he has a king Nishes, it's still awesome. Midrais, but the king Nishes, yes, since he has a king Nishes, so the melech just. So the melech, Chuppah is this last melech. Chuppah is this last melech. Now we have to understand. The shikel of the Amiyeh says that if a Hevye takes it leggish, so then it's higher Moses who should receive the issue. So he doesn't have a king initius in it leggish. He doesn't have a king initius in it leggish. So the question is, according to Amiyeh, now we can raise the same question. We can ask according to the Amma Moses. Now the Hachomim won't be sacking in Gdushin, either Rabbanon or Nektan or. But with the rising, Dushin is not here. It's not down the same or so maybe it should be Dias Luz. The answer is Dias Luz it isn't. Because two Dushin is not here. She is not more than the Pelagesh. What is it? What does Pelagesh mean? Pelagesh means he comes all by. Without Dushin. So, if he marries her, so the melee, even though the Das of Itano is not a Das, but if it is Mercedo, so it's not considered Balkor. So the melee, Dias Luz it isn't. So she's not good to the village. He had the king, yes. So maybe it's not the news, but you ask. But Midrash it is also there anyway because of the Esther of King Kachishisho. So when does this Esther of King Kachishisho apply only if this Dushin is possible? But by Tano in Seimo, where this Dushin is not possible, so maybe the Esther, it's not just I have to say, that the Torah is mechayavim, that if he wants to marry a Ktano, that he should marry her with Dushin. He cannot do the Kaddish. So if he marries, if he wants to marry Deilo, so there it comes within the Esef Kini Kaddish. Because it's possible for him to marry her with Dushin. And he doesn't. So it's the back of the Esef, and perhaps there is also even an Isra Esef. But if she's a Tano, so it's not chayach to say that this is a Kiyika Shisho applies to a Tano. Because it's not chayach to say that the Torah says you have to learn here to do shmuel, how to think do shmuel is a path in the Ketar and the Seba. So in the Melee, there is no insight. And the Chachomim will be saying, not only that you should have a key and a key and ishes of luxuries, like in Melech and the Pelagesh, but you should have a key and ishes, you should have a key and ishes, a key and ishes without. So in the Melee, according to the Rav, now let's see the Rav, again. We heard all many times in the Rav, there are in the Rav, love the main lady, not born of less lady of him has, to Vasil and the different kids in eight, in the Tamashi Shio, in the Marahino, the Bible of Nifan Garel, the Abba Gabdi Garel, Halim the Rice, the Halim the Zofish the Rice, it is also, we saw the Tamil Smile on the Rabbon, after all, he also we see the Rabbon, but in the Rice, the Rabbin has, our Rabbon Lama made the book, El Bob Ligger Les, as of Aki, the Umi Bowers Law, Amy Derris, about that, Now we raise the question, how is it considered? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, superficial, that whether there is a Dushin moving, but since no Nisuin, so according to the Chachomim, so that's why the Nidaris is not enough, because there are two prerequisites. First of all, that you should submit to the authority of the Baal, and then that the Baal should have the Kenishas now, because the Aloha Vapore is also to the Baal. So vis-a-vis an Aruse, whose host is higher than her support, so Chachomim say no. Even though he has a king and ishes, and she's an ishishish and everything, but it's not this way. And vis-a-vis Kano, where the Kedushin is only the Rabbanon, so Chachomim will make it. The answer is, there is a difference. Vis-a-vis Kano, so too, with the Raisei, he doesn't even have a king and ishes. But with the Raisei, he has a king and ishes of Pelagshus. And the king and ishes of Pelagshus is a consummate ishes. It's not an uncompleted ishes. The king and ishes of Pelagshus. It's Chupe also. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Benzayin Yosef Kuno, so he says, Nichris of the Chupa Beloi Dushi. Because a kind of wine is consummate dishes. It's not uncompleted dishes. So the Melee, so with the Raisei he has the King of Dishes. And this King of Dishes of Lakshes is not uncompleted, unconsummated. It's consummated King of Dishes. So the Melee, the Chachomim of Rebbezer also agree that the Baal is the key of her, because he has a key and ishes gomu in her. That key and ishes of the lashes, it's calculated. Gdushi doesn't have it all with the eyes. But the key and ishes of the lashes is a full key and ishes. It's calculated key and ishes. It has not only, it even has chupe, it has the element of chupe also. What does chupe mean? Chupe really means the consummation of the key and ishes. That's what chupa really means. So as far as the kinnishes of the lachshus is concerned, so by Kano, we might say yes, it comes to me. The kinnigobom of the lachshus. But Dushna, so it's not, in other words, let's say if a melech will take a pelagish, so then the melech will be able to be made via the nigobom of the pelagish. By himself. So here too. So Mashaim came by Ahuse. True, with the Dushi, same as with the Isis, with the Shish. But this key and niches of Dushi. So as long as the Nisun did not take place, is an uncompleted key and niches. It's an unconfirmated key and niches. So Mele, he the Dogus was not here. That the jurisdiction of the dog, the coin of the and the coin of the blessing, here. Now, we can yell, me okay. Now, I raise the question according to the to Ramiene, how could the Chachomim be sacking to ship? In other words, if there is no Kenyan, so it's a bias news. So we have to say, according to Ramiene, that even though there is no Kenyan issues, in a heavy, in a pelagish, come alive, but be as loose as it is. In other words, when is there a nisa of the seer Beisho, if he does a deratus, but if the Chachomim were misaking Dushim, that to itself is a koy of Beisho. Even though in the right saying doesn't have a king of Mishes, but if the Chachomim were misaking Dushim, so maybe that in itself is a koy of Beisho. That in itself is a koy of Beisho. And then it's possible, I don't know, I mean, but that would be a big chiddush, that Rabbi Yehne would also agree with Shmuel Rambam that since a heavy a melech has a king of Mishes, and the melech certainly has a king of Mishes in the Gilgamesh, there is a parashah in Shmuel of the Gilgamesh, of the melech in the Gilgamesh. So since the melech has a king of Mishes in the Gilgamesh, so the same halacha should apply to him too. I mean, what is it? And Melech is a Jew, and they had it in a Jew. But the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda says that he does not, Ehebe does not have a king in Mishes, because vis-a-vis Ehebe, so there is a mitzvah and the mitzvah of the Ikar Shishon, as the Rambam says. So the Melech, since he's the Huyeh, when he marries a woman, so this passage implies of the Ikar Shishon, that if one is later Rizalishon, he is Mechuyev Rizalishon on the Dushna. So the middle of that precludes the fact that he is Mechuyev Mideraisen to marry a woman one way on Al-Dushin, so that precludes the Chalais of the King of Mishes in the village. But if, let's say, the essay of the Ikar Shishon wouldn't apply, so then Rabbi Yehuda would agree with them that just as a Melech has a king of Mishes of two ashes in the Kilagesh, so the Melech a heavy should also. But there is a Melech. What is the Melech? The Esser of King Kashisho. So in other words, if he wants to marry a Kamlo wife without Dushim, so he's acting illegally. So the Melech cannot acquire a king of Mishes because it's in sin. This king and Mishes is in sin. So Melech, where the Kedushin takes place in sin, so Kedushin stays in the higher level. But if it's not the king and Mishes of Kedushin, so then if it is in sin, it's not hard. Masheruke, if the essay of King Yashisha doesn't apply, so let's invite Tamil, since Kedushin is impossible, so then Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Rambam. That's a big finish. So the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody marries a common law wife, his high volume say they show is because there is an essay. Because there is an essay. So mainly that essay, so that essay, the hill of marrying a woman only for Dushim precludes the halens of King Anishes in any way other than for Dushim. But if the essay does not apply, let's say by Tano, because Dushim is impossible, so then Rabbeinu will also agree with the Rambam that he can acquire the initiates. So that's why it's not a bear's news. It's not a bear's news. We can yell for no, we should know that, al das habere, har is a yochil hatia nidre, shaloy al pichot, the chayecha da alpil hoch, the mishum hochem was a bar, the chudel hoch, mishum dinodo al daite, vim porish nam al das habere, what's a bar, we go as before Chavele and we stand about. That's the Shite Siochim, I say. The Heine Tain Lo Hochem Oso, which in the Chenoda Ot Maimon. So that Shite is a very strange Shite. In other words, that the Aloche of Aporas Abao, the Aloche of Aporas Abao is not peculiar to Baal. In other words, it's completely grounded in this mental attitude of Kolamideres of Das Baal Mideres. So if someone will explicitly say that Al Das plainly, so the middle he can be made the plainly. Before Shnab Al Das, having them was enough to go and forth, having them is not about that in time the whole have also which another outline. We do it to Shgog as they want. It's a very sweet chicken. To have a God, the Omar, the Al Das, by the days, after the whole have told the Baal, she of the law, she got to the table, she got to the table. I mean, a certain motion is required. If it is just based upon the Umdenen, because he's neither out night, so no special motion should be required. הוא לקוף אותו, שבו חיים כל השני שום בן, הוא כדום על כמה, מי אמר נראה לך חבילה נעמי איבך כמו שומעים בן, שלא לא, מה היא אומר? הרי התורה עושה שובה ובאחר, ראש ונמר ובחלוש, אלא בא ברפית חסוך את עושה. נהי דעקור, אז באו זה חסוך את עושה. מי הוא משמו חסוך סתיר או לבאו והפוק עשה בראו, משום דעות, אז באי לו אינדרס. תראו כך, כל שהיא אינדרס על ביתי, חי להרץ לזה כוס ודום רחמון. אבל לידר על הסבים בן, כאילו יכול להתראות לו חימש. התורה, בכל דרך, מי די נפעד היה, בכל דרך אמרו להם, מי די, ועד אלו מוצא מידע. מי הוא איך את האסל בהדיה, ולא אומר, הרי לידע עם חבר לידע זה. So there, of course it is effective. Nothing depends on the power of the power, the power of the power of the power, because, like any other thing, חבילו מוצא לו מישהו אם ניצור כמו שמי יוחד, אלא כל היחד. דיון מריה, פשיסת, אבל גם מאחור לא יתאם, כי ניצר לחמו. זה נראה. ואין, ונאי דאב לנוח, על דאז ביילו, וקפנו על משנה, אלא אוכל כאן מגינון, ואין, ודיפושים סקאי מנפל, כל דיבר על ביילו, אבל מה נראה נורון, ועל דאז הוכל משמע, ונאי ודאי על דאז חבי נראה, מוציאים על מישהו, אלא בדאי כנכסים. Now we will discuss the Gemara. Now it's 1 o'clock already. So I want to discuss the last piece of the Rami next year. And then we should go over the Gemara Dachman Vov there. The Gemara Dachman Vov, the Kedusha Dachman Vov in Nidek, about Mubi Kedusha Rish. So the two, and the Ramban, Kedusha Ramban in Nidek, the two Rishayas. And also, now we proceed with the Gemara, so we have to go over the Gemara in the Vomes. The Gemara in the Vomes that of Tess from the Mishneh, Shleishu Achim, Shleim, Shleim, Shleachoyes, up to the Mishneh that Lamed Omedal, up to the first Mishneh that Lamed Omedal. Why not? Because Kiddushin requires das. Kiddushin of Black Sea does not require das. Don't call it. So Kiddushin
of
Black Sea does
not
require das.
No, don't call it. You can't see it.
Cannot you take it like a stock call for you?
That's very good.
Okay.
I see it.
So Kiddushin of Black Sea does not require das.
I don't know.
mentioned that time about your mattress. I wasn't kind of shown concerned about, interested in telling, you know, so I decided who did this and who did that. I was concerned that you didn't have a mattress for yourself, I understand. It's not that I would want to inform Pastor Shaw or anybody who
you were talking about.
Well, yesterday when you came to Shu, you were talking to something to the person next to me, I think Shmuel Dizia asked me if you know anything about the mattress.
Yeah.
So I told you at the time that there's a mattress in the closet, so I thought maybe it was yours or maybe you need a mattress. So I only mentioned it not Pastor Shaw to tell you who took it or who didn't take it. I mean, that wasn't my concern. It was, I mean, so, I don't know anyone's business, but I was just concerned that you didn't have a mattress for yourself. So I mentioned it to you, that's why.
Oh,
I was concerned that you didn't have a place to sleep or something.